The theme to our segment, Racetracks Everywhere. We travel the countryside chatting to unique locations about their highlight race meetings, their club and their townships and their locations. We've got a ripper to chat to today. It's the Nullarbor of WA, South Australia, pretty much outback. It's about 100 k's, I think, from Ceduna. We're talking about the small location of Penong. Penong have a once-a-year meeting on their dirt track, and it's coming up, and Linton Murray takes our call. How are you, Linton?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yep.
I think I've explained, Ceduna is a reasonably well-known place to our listeners, but Penong maybe not so. Just tell us a bit more about Penong, the location, before we talk about your race meeting.
Oh, we're 70 k's west of Ceduna. It's a small small community, and it's mainly as a service town for Penong is. There's a servo, a hotel, and it's situated on the Eyre Highway. And it's probably of note, I think we've come into the most famous for at the moment, is the Pink Lake, which has sort of been promoted Australia-wide. That's just nearby to Penong. And there's industry in the district and that, and there's a gypsum mine and salt works nearby to Penong. And, it's just a service centre mainly for the mines and for people on the highway travelling through.
So the Pink Lake there, just tell us a bit more about that. Has that been something that's occurred over recent times? It's always been pink, or because, as you say, I'm just having a look at some of the photos now, it's quite an impressive spot to visit.
Yes, it is quite spectacular, and it's been pink for as long as I've known, and I've probably just taken it for granted a bit, the scenery there, but I think with people with the drones and the photography, it sort of, someone took a few photos, and I think it sort of went all over the world, and this summer, just in sort of December, January, is probably the most people I've ever seen coming to visit the Pink Lake. There was nothing to see, sort of 10 or 12 cars and 30 or 40 people pulled up on the Pink Lake just visiting the area and that. Yeah, it's quite spectacular when you,
Now, of course, when you say travellers, in some cases, a lot of those travellers weren't from the state we're calling you from, Victoria, and in some cases, other parts of the country. We're chatting to you as we approach a March date, and last year you raced your cup around this time as well, your once-a-year meeting. So am I getting the impression, like a pair of bookends, that the Penong races last year were before the pandemic really was a big thing and now you're at the tail end? Is that how your things have fallen for you?
Yes, I think we were one of the last meetings in South Australia, country meetings, to have a crowd in, spectators in, because after us, I think they had the Kimber Cup at Port Lincoln, and I think they were restricted in their numbers there. So we were lucky to just squeeze our meeting in, and I think a week after that, things started to happen and change a fair bit. So we were right on the tail end of the meetings where they had the public in last year, so which we were very lucky.
A lot of the SA country meetings like yours are held on a Sunday, but you're on a Saturday. That's slightly different to quite a few of the clubs you've mentioned.
Yeah, I think the Saturday is probably, as far as the travel goes, a lot of our most of our trainers come up from Port Lincoln, which is a fair distance, and that, so yeah, that Saturday probably suits a little better than being on the Sunday and that, so yeah.
We're chatting to Linton Murray from the Penong Race Club, and out there, SA, quite a few k's away from Adelaide, of course, traversing a few more hours onto WA, a true outback, their dirt track used once a year this weekend. So we mentioned COVID. Are there protocols, restrictions in numbers, or is this a pretty close to normal meeting? Because I noticed on your Facebook you're promoting you've got entertainment on the day, entertainment on the night as well, people staying behind to enjoy some music. So is this a reasonably normal Penong meeting?
Yes, it is. It's largely a family sort of a day. We've got entertainment for the kids, jumping castle, I think, and face painting, and they have the rice group, the remote and isolated children's supervisors come up and they have a tent for the kids where they can have some activities and keep them entertained during the day and that. And then in the later on in the evening, they have a bit of music happening. Dan the Man plays. And, yeah, they have teas there and that. And so, yeah, sort of rounds off the day. Quite a full day for us.
How's the racetrack? Have you had to do much to maintain? Is it used for any purpose aside from this meeting? I would gather you wouldn't have trainers there, would you? What happens to your racetrack each year when you don't race?
It's pretty well dormant, yeah, as with a lot of isolated racetracks and that. And we try and soften it up. We go when it's dry with a roller and it helps soften it up. And that, and at this stage, we're putting a bit of water. We started putting a bit of water on this week, quite a bit of water on the track.
And what about horse numbers? How are they looking likely for your meeting? Are they constant from year to year? How are the meeting in terms of numbers and horses you can run and so on?
This year, they're probably about, what have we got? About 26 horses, I think, for the five races. We started off with a lot of nominations, but quite a few dropped out. There's a few other meetings on in the eastern part of South Australia, which might have affected things a little bit. But, yeah, they're pretty constant at this stage. But, we're happy with the numbers that we got at this stage. And so, yeah, we'll take it from there. We do offer some pretty good incentives for the people to travel and that. So,
And you mentioned putting some water on the track. Water's a big topic in your location because you really rely on trucking some water in from the pipeline as well. You don't have a great source of water locally, do you? It's been a constant discussion over the years at Penong.
Oh, yeah. The water we're using is just it's nearby the track. It's an underground supply, but it's very, very minerally and salty, and we use that on the track. So it's not really stock water that we use there anyway. And, yeah, hopefully that, stops a little bit of the dust. It shouldn't be too bad because we put a fair bit on, so hopefully it's good.
And you mentioned the Pink Lakes nearby. A couple of other interesting talking points for those that have never been to Penong, including myself. You're famous with a town with a host of windmills. You punch above your weight when it comes to windmill numbers.
Oh, yes. Some locals took it on it'd be 3 or 4 years ago because the windmills were sort of disappearing from the landscape a bit and solar pumps were taking over and that, and there was more of them. And a few of the locals sort of got together and decided they'd start to restore a few of these windmills. And they've set a display up in town, which is very popular now with the tourists and that. So, yeah, that's been a boon for the town as far as people stopping through and just having a look around and, yeah.
And one other aspect of tourism, I'm a golfer, I'm not sure if you are, Linton, but the famous, it's the world's longest golf course, it's the Nullarbor Links, where little townships and spots along the way between parts of Australia, I think it starts at Ceduna, not far from you, and heads all the way across to WA into Perth. You actually have hole number 3 on the card. Ceduna actually has 2 holes, which intrigue me. You mentioned it's only about 80 k's away, yet Ceduna has hole 1 and Daniel Bay has hole 2, so they're going okay. And you've got the 3rd hole, it's called the Windmills. Now, is this a tourist promotion that's been left, or are all these holes maintained to a point? I know people tee up the ball, it's a bit of a novelty, but do people actually physically stop as they're driving the Nullarbor and you see them go and play that hole? I think it's a par 4, about 260 metres. Is it still a spot you'll see a golfer or two that play each hole as they drive the Nullarbor over days?
Oh, yes, you see groups come through that there might be a group of caravanners that are doing the Nullarbor Links, and they start off from Ceduna, or they can start off from, I think it's a Norseman or Kalgoorlie in Western Australia and come the other way. Yeah, it's still quite popular. And, yeah, that's located, the windmill hole is located right next to the windmills in town there. So
is it maintained? I mean, the fairway is not a fairway there, is it? Is it dirt? Is there a tee box? Is there a green or is it a sand green? What actually, is it just a flag in the ground? What's there?
There's a flag in the ground, and they have a synthetic type, I suppose I'm not a golfer, a synthetic type green there.
Yep. Okay, yeah. So it's well, people can see it. It's just not a remnant of the promotion and it's been left to waste, but people, it actually is a proper hole there, and all the holes along the Nullarbor are maintained to a point.
Yeah, they're maintained by a group in WA, the founder that created the idea. They still maintain it and that. And yeah, it's quite popular with the tourists, like the golfers that are going through and that decide to do it, caravanning.
And over the last year, I mean, it's still 400 k's, I think, away before we're heading to the border itself, but there's not a lot between you and the Nullarbor is very sparse out that way. So unless people have a reason to be driving through Penang, they're not going to be. Did you notice with the WA hard border for so long that your location of Penang was very, very quiet for a lot of the last year?
It has been pretty quiet. The through traffic has. Affected the caravan park and that, and the servo, and the general store and hotel and that in town. Yeah, it has been quiet, but towards the end of 2020, it sort of amped up a fair bit with people travelling within South Australia. Yeah, so it was quite busy in that December, January period, probably the busiest I've ever seen it with people travelling within their own state and that.
Well, people can start to go there from this state as well and across the country as we look onwards and upwards. Good luck with your race meeting, a very unique location and quite a few things there aside from your race meeting each year with the Pink Lakes and the Nullarbor Golf Links and those windmills, and all the best for your small township and your once-a-year meeting. Thanks for taking the call, Linton.
No worries. Thank you very much. No, that's great. You just got to slow down and have a look, and there's plenty to see out this way.
It does look a great place to put down to go through on the travels. There's Linton Murray, Penang. Wonder how many of you out there have been to a very small location, South Australia, and they have a meeting once a year on their dirt track coming up. Good luck to Penang.